Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you've got to go grocery shopping today, get ready for it. It's always nuts. I would say that today, and I've done it before, today will be the busiest grocery shopping day of the year.
You don't put money on that? You should. It's true.
It is always crazy. I stopped in a place yesterday afternoon. It was already crazy. It's going to be even more crazy today. Very busy, obviously, at grocery stores. Very busy on the roads. And we have reports that there's some heavy fog on the roads in some spots this morning. So just be careful for that. We don't need other issues on top of all the other crazy stuff. A lot of people are running and, you know, trying to get to where they have to go. But this is going to be one of the most traveled days on the road. So have patience. All we can say is have patience. I employed so much patience yesterday when I went to the grocery store. But I will say this, and I find parking lots around this time of the year to be the most dangerous to be walking, driving, anything. Just getting into a parking spot, I almost got hit 3 times. And then when I was walking into the store, I almost got hit by a car. And I'm very like cognizant of my surroundings. People are, especially when it's that busy, everybody's like, I got to get that parking spot. And so they're not looking. They're just gunning it. Be very careful. Parking lots are, I hate grocery store parking lots. Always do. People darting out in front of you. It's crazy.
I'm trying to think. It's right off of 81. It's like Garrity's over there. And there's like a liquor store. And it's over where they're saying the new Wawa is going to go. Oh, my God. I can't think of this.
Oh, are you talking? Wait,
CVS when you get off the exit, the Dunkin'. It's right in Scranton. I can't think of what the exit. I want to say Music Street, but it's not.
It is.
Is it Music Street?
Yeah, there's River Street one way and it's Music Street.
Yeah, okay, so that's why I'm confusing myself.
Isn't that what it is? The other? I'm so confused.
The reason I bring that up is that whole idea of like parking lots. A couple days ago, I stopped in there and I was like, I'll get
some. Which one now? The Garrity's?
No, I went to the liquor store, which is very nice. It's a really nice liquor store. They were so helpful. But anyway, as I'm pulling out, I don't know how it happened, but it's a very narrow parking lot. I'm usually the one who's very aware. I think 4 cars were in different blind spots.
Oh, wow.
I started to back out and like 3 cars beeped at me and another person gave me a dirty look. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, kind of. But then I looked at one. Thankfully, one person looked at me and I gave like a I'm so sorry face. And they smiled and waved and said it was OK. But that's the worst case scenario. People, I was clearly not paying attention. That's such a scary thing
to
think like.
Because there's so many things you're watching for.
I don't know how I missed so many cars. Like literally, maybe I'm exaggerating. It might be 3 cars because one backing out, one trying to pull in and one you're trying to make a left. Yeah. It was so crazy. Please be careful out there.
Yeah, I was at Wegmans and I was coming up from the back of the parking lot towards the front of the store.
Yeah.
Looking for a spot and there was none. So I thought, all right, I'll get to the end. I'll turn. You know, there's a crosswalk. You watch for shoppers. It's easy. This person was parked like double parked against the side where people walk in because they wanted to put their groceries in their car, whatever. So they're double parked with the lights blinking. So I'm coming up. I'm watching. There's no one coming. I take the left, you know, to go to the next aisle. I take the left, and this person double parked all of a sudden is coming out right at me while I'm taking the left. And I hit my horn and they looked at me like shocked. And I'm like, hello, pay attention.
They don't learn, Nancy.
I know.
They just don't learn.
They don't.
Well, that echoed. That was nice.
And then when you go in the store, holy moly. I love Wegmans. Always loved it. I don't get there a lot. But the one thing I don't like is in the produce section. The floor. Why did they do that?
I think they were going for cobblestones.
It's cobblestone, isn't it?
No, it's like tile.
Why did you not just make it flat?
I never would have thought of that. But now that you bring it up, I find that a little comforting. There's like a certain rhythm to it, especially when you go fast.
It's like you're clopping on a horse.
Yeah, it's. I do like that. Here, if I'm going to be nitpicky, I don't know why. This segment's called Nitpicky About Wegmans.
Let's be nitpicky.
My favorite thing is this, when you walk in and it goes, like just the fan.
They're like,
we will let people shop here, but only if they're completely decontaminated by our wind machine. There's probably a reason behind that, but it is like, my kids used to be scared of that.
It is the weirdest thing. You walk through and your hair is like, it's like getting off the plane in Aruba.
It's probably what it feels like to travel through time.
No beach.
I just wanted produce. It is. It's so true. Now I'm in 1955.
I love it there.
No, I do.
But
like
I don't go there a lot. So when I get there, I had to get there because I admitted in the first hour, as much as I bake from scratch, all my cookies, my gingerbread cookies I get from the Pillsbury roll.
Yeah.
Because I have found them to be the most delicious.
That segment was called Confessions of a Cookie Cheat.
I was a cookie cheat. So when it comes to cookies, please text us. Someone said Russian tea cookies were their favorite last hour. Those are good, too. Okay. I don't make those. What are your favorite Christmas cookies? Tell us the type that you like. And you can't say chocolate chip. We know you love chocolate chip cookies. I bake all these cookies and my kids go, make more chocolate chip. Anyway, we want to know your favorite cookie because we ran down the list of cookies. Sugar, peanut butter with the blossoms with the Hershey Kiss. Cream cheese spritz I do. Ricotta cookies. Andy's minced chocolate cookies. My first time this year. Anise cookies. Gingerbread. Snowball. Welsh. We have Russian tea, someone told us. And then I mentioned, I think it's called kolache. I know my grandma used to say Lekvar. Right. Lekvar cookies, which were Polish cookies. Any others you guys got? 570-883-0098. Someone is enjoying the No Politics Wednesday show. Yes.
Well, it's going to end coming up next. Dissect the right.
No. You're not playing your Alex Jones clip today, Jason, after all that work.
It was a lot of work.
We're not doing politics.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. Just so you know, it was in the can, just in case we needed it, but.
Yeah,
we're going to leave it there. Pepper cookies. I have had those. Those are yummy, too.
I like those. Like salt and pepper?
They're called pepper cookies.
But do they taste like that, or is it a different?
No, I mean, it's...
they have spice to them, or like a kick?
I'm trying to think of what the pepper cookies... They do use black pepper in it, and they have other spices. But I've never made them. Italian pepper made with black pepper, cocoa powder, and various spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves. There's also chocolate ones, savory ones like Italian biscuits. So that's more savory than sweet. So those are good. I have had them, but I can't explain exactly. I just don't like them enough to make them.
I get that. And you never want to go and make something you're not going to eat.
And these cookies are great. A lot of people bring those up. They are yummy. I like those as well.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not trying to be negative. I just don't like
you. Like the sugar cookies.
I don't like the black licorice-y smell to them. That to me is like,
I don't like black licorice, but I like that flavor in a cookie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It always, it's the only taste to me that starts off as an aftertaste, if that makes sense. Like, it's just like, oh, it's off putting.
It is pronounced. So it's whether you like it or not, right?
Yeah, it's each their own. I'm not judging you. I wouldn't smack it out of your hand. It's not like,
get that cookie away from me.
Yeah, it's not like that.
What are some other good cookies that you guys make?
You sound like you're high at this point. I know you're not.
I don't have any.
I need more cookies.
Marijuana cookies. No. Don't have those for you.
That would make things interesting.
Yeah. 570-883-0098. Here's a question. And I know one of our colleagues at the other station had brought this up on Facebook, but it's something that we've employed in my family as well. It's made life 1,000% easier. So I wonder where you guys are at with this. We no longer bought gifts for adults. We only bought gifts. We only buy gifts for kids. Now I'll buy my mother a gift. I have siblings, you know,
right.
But we used to all just end up giving each other gift cards. And you know, there's some people, it just gets to be too much when you're buying all these gifts. So we came up with this thing where we said, you know, obviously I always got my parents' gifts, but I will get my niece, my nephew's gifts and my kids, of course, and my husband. But like for siblings, no. I know there are some families who cousins, uncles, aunts, like it could get crazy the amount of money people have to spend at Christmas time. So did you guys change it? Because we changed this about 12 or so years ago where we said, you know what, let's just keep it to not the siblings, not, you know, cousins or uncles or aunts, and just keep it simple because it can get real crazy.
Yeah, my aunt does this big Christmas party. It's usually the day after Christmas in Maryland. And the first time we went, I remember my mother was still around, and she was just like, I had to buy like 25 gifts because all of a sudden it was like, I don't think we did a right count. We have far more grandchildren and nieces and nephews than we ever imagined. So a few years later, they said every kid gets one gift. And you know who hated that? Probably the kids that were there the year before. They had like probably just like, oh, this is going to be amazing.
And yeah.
Like, thanks for this. Be grateful.
It gets crazy.
It does.
It would get. And I remember when we were younger, my mother and my father and, you know, we'd all get together with the my dad's siblings and people would exchange gifts. But there are people that I know who spend an inordinate amount of money for every cousin, every uncle, every aunt. And then they got to take care of their own families. It's crazy. Here's some text messages regarding baked goods. Somebody else who hates the Ennis cookies. People scrambling at the bridal shower over them. I just hate that flavor. I'm with your kids. I do love chocolate chip, but I also love, I don't make them. I buy the Chessmen cookie.
The what now?
Chessmen. Do you ever see them? They're like a square. Pepperidge Farm, I think, makes them.
Okay, I don't think I know this.
And they have like chess. Looks like the chess pieces on it.
Oh.
Also, somebody gives a shout out to Lynn Sandy's in Scranton. They say they have the best pepper cookies! Exclamation point.
I may make a trip over there. I was just there for my wife's birthday. That's how we splurge. Though their prices and taste haven't gone up in like a couple years.
They are really good. They do great stuff. Another good morning, Jason and Nancy. This is Bill from Hazleton. Peanut butter blossoms, snickerdoodles, and sugar cookies are a weakness of mine, but something tells me marijuana cookies would be interesting. Oh, that's funny.
Helps you get rid of all the extra cookies. From what I hear, I don't know that for sure.
The Holiday Marketplace at Scranton Cultural Centers this coming Sunday. My daughter's going to come in. She's been ill. There's a lot of illnesses going around. She was supposed to come home over the weekend. Staying away. She's feeling a bit better now, so she'll be coming home. But we always go to that place. It's like every floor filled with vendors. It's really festive. Just great atmosphere. We call it our Christmas serotonin boost. So that's coming up this Sunday. So just want to mention that. All right. 726 at WILK. We have 48 degrees. We've been talking your favorite Christmas cookies. Somebody mentioned the walnut filling kolaches, and those are my favorite ones. I do like Lekvar too.
You could be making up these. I've never heard kolache. I know it's real. I'm not saying
if you've ever seen the ones that they're like folded over and they have like either apricot or the Lekvar, which is like a prune kind of filling.
Yeah,
and then they have the ones like a walnut roll, but they have that filling in and it's like folded over, like where you can just see like a diamond pattern of the, you know.
Yeah, like they, I do know what you're talking about. It looks like a tie almost that a woman would wear
tie, but
if she worked at a KFC. Right? Isn't it kind of cross like that?
Hey, speaking of which, they're in our food news today.
What?
We're waiting, Johnny.
Food news!
Slowest excitement of food news ever heard. All right. Pepsi is releasing its new prebiotic cola on Black Friday. This prebiotic thing is all over the place.
It's for the soda lover who just also has a chronic problem with diarrhea. It'll need helpful.
This is weird. Now, the full launch is next year. The drink will come in original and cherry vanilla flavors, include 3 grams of prebiotic fiber in each can, has 30 calories, 5 grams of sugar, no artificial sweeteners. So only starting this Black Friday, you'd have to go to Pepsi. You can buy Pepsi prebiotic cola through only select retailers. So hopefully you'll see it on the shelves if you're looking for it, but it's going to be a full launch in the new year. KFC is introducing a new gravy flight as part of its extra crispy festive feast for the holiday season. It's a $25 family meal, 8 pieces of extra crispy fried chicken, 4 buttermilk biscuits, 2 large sides of mashed potatoes, 3 8-ounce gravies, 1 of each flavor. Also, they have all different gravies, too.
If you're going to do the gravy flight, this is the busiest flying day of the year. Be careful. That wasn't fun at all.
Ghirardelli, you know, the chocolatier. Is it Ghira? I think it is.
Yes.
Anyway, I love their peppermint bark squares. Actually, I like even better the snowmen that are peppermint bark. Have you ever seen those?
I think I have, yeah.
They're the most adorable and delightful little
eat them.
Things. They are delicious. So they are back out for the holidays, made with layers of chocolate and peppermint. It returns alongside peppermint bark snowmen and peppermint hot chocolate mix. So you'll be able to find that, too, if you want to have that for the holidays. They also have a limited edition holiday sweater inspired by the candy. So what is it? The chocolate color with.
Thank you.
Peppermint.
You look nice. You look like you're dressed as peppermint bark.
You look delightful and delicious. So that's our food news there. Someone says my favorite Christmas cookie is the next one.
Yeah, I like how you think.
Another, I like a good oatmeal raisin cookie. And they also said macadamia nut cookies too. Yum. Yeah, they're fabulous. I love Johnny, did you like macadamia? Yeah, he's shaking his head. He loves that one too.
Yes.
Yeah, they're really yummy. I think they're a little pricey to make, but they're good.
I have no comment.
Why?
Because I don't know.
You don't know the macadamia?
Of course
usually
I do.
They have
I
the
do.
White chocolate.
I just think it's I just honestly think it's funny to say, what do you think of that cookie? No comment. As if I have a personal legal issue brewing or something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Thanksgiving Eve. So if any of you would like to text us what you are thankful for this year, sometimes you get really nice, heartwarming stories, you know, and it can be something as simple as I got a job, or it could be something health wise that things got better. I like to hear people talking about the things that they are thankful for. By the way, someone said it's called Ghirardelli, and I said, or is it Ghirardelli?
It's Ghirardelli.
Is it? Because they're saying it's Jerry Deli, but I don't know. I thought it was Ghirardelli.
You're confusing that with Jerry's Deli, which is a...
I don't know. I see it all the time.
When I lived on the West Coast, I went up there going, Ghirardelli.
So it's Ghirardelli.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So
it would be like you
thank you, listener, for completely screwing that one up.
It would be like if someone's like, no, it's Hershey. Like, it's just...
So don't make
it
more fancy.
I was corrected so many times.
Right.
You're deli.
Yeah. One of the stories that was big yesterday, we talked about Archbold and the fact that they did an amendment to the zoning, a changing thing that would allow data centers in like four locations of Archbold, which has really infuriated people. I was a bit confused because I'm like, wait a minute, this thing was tabled, no second motion back in October. People were relieved. And then why they did this vote in a place that wasn't big enough for the public, it almost seemed by design. They knew how busy it was the last time. And then at the beginning of this meeting, there were a few members who said maybe we should not hold this today because there's just too many people. It was standing room only. People were sitting. Chris Kelly has an op-ed piece about this. Norman Rockwell's Archbold, he talks about. I just want to know, why would you vote yes on this with so many opposed to it?
Without having, this is the thing. You can vote yes, but say, here are our reasons why we're voting yes.
It was so weird.
They had no answers, and they still voted yes.
It's so weird.
It's very strange.
Now, one person didn't vote because they said they had a conflict of interest.
Yeah, the 100 people in front of you probably.
Maybe someone who's proposing one is a friend, which would then make it a problem. But it just seems, you know, I keep going back to it because I keep thinking, it just seems so ham-handed, you know, let's hold this vote, but let's not be clear and explain to the very upset people why we are agreeing to this.
Not to mention the people, again, I forget if anyone yelled like, we can't do this. Everyone was very much like, we're not saying you can't. Why now? Like, why are you doing this now? We have so many questions. Mm-hmm. I thought they were all being fairly reasonable.
Yeah.
The frustration came in from the fact that you're like, but can you at least tell us why? Answer this question? And they didn't. They just said,
you can take a position that is at odds with people. Again, as a politician, it's always risky because if there are a lot of people, you may not have your job the next time. And maybe they don't care because maybe it benefits them in some way. Who knows? But if you're going to take the stand, because that's what we want from leaders, I think that you can be a great leader and say, here is why I think this is good for us. And lay out the reasons. Like, it's important we do this because of X, Y, and Z. And this is how it benefits us. But to do it on a vote and not answer anybody's questions is very strange. And that is the opposite of being a leader. A leader stands on what they do and say. And so when people are going, why? What are you doing? No answer. Every one of them should have said, I am voting for it for this reason, and explained it. But otherwise, it looks really, really shady. And I don't like that because the world is filled with just real sketchy stuff. And it just, and we know we live in a time when there's conspiracy theories that go abound because of weird behavior.
Backroom politics usually doesn't happen out in the open. And I'm not saying anyone did anything illegal because we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. But it looks, and again, that's the kind of stuff that creates that fire of, you know, there's something really shady going on. And we don't know if there is. It may just be people who don't understand what it is to be a leader. Should have explained your vote. You should have said, I'm going to vote yes. I struggled with this, but I think this outweighs this. Mm-hmm. Instead, if you heard the audio we played yesterday, it was just like either just the vote and that was it.
You could put it in any situation that's not about this. I don't know. You get caught shoplifting. You could say, oh, my God, I did that by accident. Or you could say, you got me. I shouldn't have done that. I'll learn my. What if you just say nothing? Or if you get caught with another woman, guys, and she goes, who is she? And you say nothing. Saying nothing is never good.
No.
And it is never good in that situation. No. It makes me so angry just because
you owe people that, because this is something that is going to dramatically impact people's lives in your neighborhood. And you owe them an explanation. You don't owe them the way that somebody wants you to vote. You don't. You can say, I was brought into this position. You guys voted for me. And I see it this way. And you can try to lead that way. You still may
Yeah, we don't have
to tick people off. But when you give no answer, that is like even worse.
Yeah, when we don't like we don't have to like the way you vote. We just probably should understand why you did.
It's very weird.
Is it principle? Is it something else we don't know? Give us something.
It's so odd. Jason fancies himself a funny guy.
No, that's the wrong way to set this up.
I'm just kidding. You tried.
Well, it's not even that. I try to write my own stuff.
Yep.
And I know that they're groaners, but that's part of the charm, I think.
Yes.
That's the goal in all this.
No artificial intelligence in the jokes coming up, but is there intelligence? We're going to get to that in just a moment. First, we get a look at our forecast with a big holiday weekend. A lot of people traveling. Here is meteorologist Joe Snedeker from Storm Tracker 16.
Hey, greetings all. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. I got to stop saying that. It's not a thing, is it? I don't know. But hey, welcome to a great day to be alive. Snedeker here from WNEP TV. Today looks kind of cloudy to start with some showers, but we're going to hit 60 this afternoon. We're going to get some breaks of sun and nothing more than a few scattered showers later on. So I'd say less than an hour of total rain today. Live it up, my friends. Live it up. Overnight tonight, lows in the 30s. It will turn colder tomorrow, but not a bad Thanksgiving. Clouds, peeps of sun, maybe a flurry late in the day with temperatures in the 30s to near 40 degrees. I'm loving it. And then the weekend comes, right? Friday. Is Black Friday still a thing? Jason's wife makes him order everything on Amazon anymore, so I don't know. Anyway, Friday, cold and windy with scattered snow showers. Now, Friday, we could pick up a dusting to an inch up north with that cold wind and those lake effect snow showers. But the weekend, whoo, here we go, folks. What? December starts, what, Monday? I mean, we're getting into the rough season here. So Saturday looks quiet. Highs near 40. Sunday, there could be rain that mixes with a little ice on Sunday at the onset. 37 degrees. So we'll keep you updated on all of this action. What you have to concentrate on is family and getting together and enjoying life. Because you know what? Life is short. Death is long. Enjoy.
Time for some Thanksgiving funnies.
Oh, God, you're making the look. I got to set this up.
Here, I'll
way.
Just shut up and you talk.
Yeah, woman. No, I'm kidding.
Today, you have just said some of the creepiest things today.
Sorry. I'm checked out for the holiday. No,
I feel like
basically like dad jokes, bad jokes, groaners. I don't care. But you sometimes like these. Johnny Lucas, I'm concerned with you because you are so unfair to me sometimes.
It's like the Trix rabbit. It's fairness.
Yes, I'll. Okay. But to differentiate you and your crankiness, because I just don't trust the guy. I asked Johnny, I said, if Nancy likes a joke, what are you going to play? You have it?
Oh, what am I going to play?
If I like the joke.
If she likes the joke. Okay, you can make it a little louder unless you want to be completely
He doesn't want to do the symbol thing because he's like sticking true to like that is only going to come once in a lifetime.
He still gets to weigh in if he wants to.
All right.
But if you hear this Johnny and his stupidness.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I wrote all this.
Come on, man.
I'll start with a dark one first. Why not?
All right.
What did the turkey say to its family on Thanksgiving?
What?
Nothing. It was dead. Johnny? Johnny?
Do you like that one, Johnny?
Okay, that took a bit. All right, here we go.
So mine's the clap. His is the clunk.
Okay. Well, thank you, Nancy. Here, this is a local one based off of our people here. It comes with audio punchline. Okay. Before most Thanksgiving meals, somebody usually says grace, but not at Bob Cordaro's Thanksgiving. What does he say?
Disgrace.
Not grace. Doesn't say grace. He says
disgrace.
And then he does it again after the meal and before dessert. Why, Bob?
That gives you more disgrace.
Yeah, gotcha. Wow.
That's because he's the bulldog. Nobody disrespects Bob.
All right, make Johnny uncomfortable.
Because he might not get a Coney Island hot dog once in a while.
This one's from my archives. Why'd the turkey timer pop up way too soon? It was stuffed with Viagra.
I'll take it.
You're a good audience, Nancy.
I thought my husband's 409 joke was funny. What the heck?
All right, here we go.
If you missed that, that's back at the beginning of the show.
This is a thinker, and I thought of this on the way into work this morning. A four-year-old girl uses 26 different colored crayons to write the alphabet. She says one of the letters, and only one, is for Thanksgiving. Which one is it? The gray V. Okay. I'm okay with that. That's
I'm not.
The gray. Okay.
I get it. That was a groaner, but I still enjoyed
this,
it.
This one's not. It wasn't harmful.
No one died.
Again, these are not. I'm thrilled with the reaction so far, but they're not. All right, here we go. This is. All right, here we go. It's a stretch as well. In 1966, when all hope seemed lost, what helped the Macy's annual Thanksgiving event go on as planned? People parade.
Parade? Like parade? No, that just took too long for me to figure that
one out.
It's
okay. And by design.
Yeah, there's two clunks for that one. That wasn't enjoyable.
This one's even worse.
Made me think.
This one's even worse.
I don't want to think.
Why is it always awkward when Bill, and something a little somewhat timely, why is it always awkward when Bill Belichick shows up at Thanksgiving?
Because his girlfriend's too young?
So close. He brings a very, very, very young turkey. Like if Bill was a turkey, that's not nice to call her a turkey.
She is young.
If Bill was a turkey, it could be his great granddaughter. That's awkward, Nancy. I get the point.
Why'd you start off with all the good ones? God.
Because I mean,
we're going downhill.
Please
now.
Understand, though. I know what the texts are saying without reading them. You should have stopped while you were ahead.
He thrives on being completely humiliated.
Thrive on the uncomfortableness.
He loves humiliation.
Here's one.
There's a whole something to this. And I think it goes back to dressing up at the turkey farm.
Yes.
Mom won money in a lawsuit.
This one's a little edgy. This is from the archives.
Oh, this explains so much.
What did Fonzie bring to the S&M kinky Thanksgiving?
God.
The Cool Whip.
I'm okay with that one.
I got like one or two more.
I think it's so bad now that I'll take that. The bar has been lowered.
I'm going to end one because I feel like people are going to feel like I'm being one-sided. I do have a joke for MAGA conservatives coming up.
For you guys. Politics. Here we go.
No, it's not politics, but it's something you could say at the table. But first, let me do one that's not. Why is FBI Director Kash Patel the best guest at Thanksgiving? He can engage in conversation with adults and simultaneously keep an eye on the kids.
Yeah. I don't know where to go with that one.
All right, last one.
I enjoyed it, though.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Unnecessary, unfortunately, mean-spirited. All right, last one. It's a joke for MAGA conservatives. You can repeat this one. I think you'll enjoy this at your Thanksgiving table. All right. If conservatives sit on the right side of the table, what side do liberals sit on? The wrong side! Everything! Get out!
What did you guys think of the jokes?
By the way, if you think AI could do a better job.
No, it's terrible. They're bad jokes.
Did you try it? I did try it. These are horrific. Anyway, I'm not going to even go there because
they're
just
really
go
bad.
On any AI and say, write five brand new Thanksgiving jokes. It makes me feel like the smartest person ever, and I know I'm
not.
Oh,
no, it's really bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.